What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on another frigid morning, Thursday morning here in the KC metro area. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, 2013 K-State graduate, you know, of course. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, indoor track and field, men's, women's golf, women's tennis, women's rowing. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. Somebody give us a listen here this morning. This will come out this morning, right off the bat. So don't worry about that. Yeah, trying to take it easy with my voice. I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's not getting sick. And I just actually got done with being one of the crazy people getting my training run in. Or at least the AM session of it anyways there. In what is what? I just came back in the EG3 studios. And it was -6. Yeah. So, and believe it or not, before we get into this recap for our men's golf, this is not the coldest I've ran. Let's just get that straight out right now. But enough about running for right now. I say that for the other podcast that came out this morning, the EG3 show. But anyways, back to the K-State podcast. Back to the Prestige, checking in on them as they officially wrapped up the Prestige, the K-State men's golf team did yesterday in La Quinta, California. I need to take it easy on my voice. So, and the last time we checked in on them, they were, I believe, 11th after day one. Now, obviously, they did day two yesterday. Tuesday. In the final round yesterday, and today is Thursday. Let's not get my days mixed up there. But how about the K-State men's golf team pretty much moved up through the field? Plus, from if they were 11th, let's see, they were plus 6 in there. So, K-State men's golf team 6, they're after an even par for the team in the final round at the Greg Norman course of PGA West out in La Quinta, California there. The Wildcats concluded this event with a 54-hole score, 2-under, par 850. One of only 7 squads in the 24-team field to finish the event under par. K-State picked up 7 wins over teams ranked in the top 50 of the National Collegiate Golf Rankings. And that's huge. That is huge right there. The kind of start that they had there early on there, but to finish strong, this is what you need to be doing. Any team, whether that's men's golf, women's golf, football team, baseball, basketball, right now both teams need to finish on a strong note, strong note over there. You want to finish strong, whether that's the regular season or any round or any invitation for that matter. And for this team to do what they did, that's huge. And they got wins over. They got wins over what the baseball team did not do. The 6th-ranked North Carolina. Does that sound familiar to y'all? Of course, I did the postcast of the baseball team losing to North Carolina. It's already up now. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. So you beat them. Pepperdine, 15th ranking in the nation. Oregon, 34th. And now this spreads out. Golf rankings are different from the original football and basketball rankings, right? So it goes to the top 50. You have all these teams out here. Pretty much all these individuals out here, right? So Oregon, Louisville, 35th ranked. You beat Colorado State, came in here, 40th in the nation and ranked. 45th ranked Stanford. And you beat your in-state rival. Hell yeah, you beat your rival. KU, who was there as well, came in this tournament 46th. So that's another big, that's a big feather in your cap when you beat your rival in one of these invitations. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State men's golf finishing 6th at the Prestige. Eddie Greer III here. Chain in with you for a couple minutes here as I need to take it easy on my voice here. All week long, K-State was led by Kobe Velichek, was ended up tying for 4th place in the individual standings there. 7 under par 206. Nicholas Mason, it was like this the entire meet. So Velichek, 4th, was tied for 4th. Mason, 10th. tied at a 5-under, par 208. Grant Robbins, after the Prestige, quote, "It was a pretty solid week for us overall." He goes on to say, quote, "Obviously, Colby and Nick both had fantastic tournaments, and Cooper bounced back well after a tough opening round. We are making a ton of birdies, which shows the kind of potential that we have. But we are just making way too many mistakes. We had 5 double bogeys today, which we cannot do if we want to contend. I really like how all of our guys competed. There are a lot of positives, but there are also a lot of little things that we need to clean up. We will get back to work and..." Okay, hang on a second. "And continue to get better," end quote. Get as well from your guy, head coach of... Oh, hold on a second. There we go. Head coach of the men's golf team, Grant Robbins. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here. After his team bounced back after a... after a slow start in day one. We didn't recap day two, obviously, but we wanted to come back in here and check in on men's golf there. The Wildcats were tied for, second in the birdie compartment with 57 birdies over the three rounds, but also had 14 double bogeys. And Grant Roberts just mentioned that right there in his little piece there. You can't do that. And, I mean, you can't get... there's a lot of things to control. But when it comes to that, you better be on your game, A game, or otherwise, there it will cost you there as well. I want to circle around to Cooper Schultz a little bit here, because last time we checked in here, he was like dead last, pretty much. That is a rarity, as far as talking about covering him and throughout his K-State tenure in the men's golf department. But Cooper Schultz bounced back. Even par 71 Wednesday, he finished the overall 54-hole score of 7 over par, which, again, that's not Cooper Schultz. Like, if you get Cooper Schultz that dominates, I think this team finishes in the top five for sure. You can see you get performance like Fulacek and Nicholas Mason. You get that, and you get Cooper Schultz back on his A game. Ooh, that's a good one with Schultz, Fulacek, Mason. That's a good 1-2-3 punch right there as well. Ian McQuarrie, hang on a second, lost it again. Ian McQuarrie and the young freshman Fionn Dobbin both finished 3 over par 74 yesterday, and they each tied for 86. So they can't get away with it from one another there on that one there as well. Also, we gotta note this here: Erik Sebelstrom, Holmberg, and Tyler Strong participated in a separate tournament as well over at the golf club at Tiro Lago. I don't know where that is. Don't ask me that. Strong carded a 3-over par 75 yesterday he was tied for 17th place, while Sebelstrom Holmberg, that is one last name, finished 2 shots back of him, 21st place. So the golf team doing some big things there on that. Next up will be the Culleton River Collegiate in Culleton River Club in Bluffton, South Carolina. That is March 2nd. So, women's golf finish in the top 10. I don't remember exactly. No, podium. I think. But anyways, they finished top... well, I think they finished top 5. But anyways, both these teams finished in the top 10. That's the way you want to do it if you're head coach Grant Roberts, men's golf team, and Stu Burke, head coach of the women's golf team. So, but for this episode, the K-State men's golf team rallies back and finishes on a strong note heading to South Carolina for the next Invitational. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Pro Project Podcast, this is K-State Podcast. Yes, K-State, here in KC, Missouri. You're a K-State fan. You're big in the K-State, or you're a big fan of Big 12. You want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Every time we post, upload an episode on the feed, y'all will be first to know about it. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from chilly, -6, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.